This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. Last week, we visited about the importance of milkweed as a major food source in the life cycle of the monarch butterfly. Today, we'll continue our study of this perennial with a look at its history and the many roles it has played in serving various cultures. The botanical moniker for the milkweed genus is Asclepius, the name of the Greek god of healing. This name is followed by any of the more than 140 species of milkweed, many of which are native to the eastern part of the U.S. and traveled westward as the country expanded. Milkweed has been used as natural or folk remedies for everything from poison ivy treatment to the removal of warts. The milky sap of the plants seems to ride a thin line between medical miracle and toxin. Indeed, the sticky sap of some of the numerous milkweed species can be toxic and must be handled with care. However, for centuries it was applied to wounds to aid in the clotting of blood and to promote healing. It has been used as a diuretic, a laxative, and an expectorant to help open the airways and promote deep breathing. It should be noted that the species titled tuberosa and all the species from western states are toxic and should not be consumed. However, common milkweed has had numerous uses beyond health and healing. The physical properties of the plant have been used in a variety of ways. Early day Native American tribes used the flower nectar, which has a high dextrose content, as a sweetener. They gathered the stems from the plants and stripped the tough fibers from the stem cores to serve as cord, ties, or lightweight rope. The seed pods open to reveal a downy, silky filament that allows the seeds to float in the wind before settling down to start new plants in a new place. The filaments are hollow and coated with wax, which gives them insulation qualities and buoyancy that are superior to down feathers. During World War II, 5,000 tons of milkweed seed filament was gathered and turned over to the government to be used to fill life jackets for troops in the South Pacific. This action was necessary to replace the fibrous material called kapok that was grown in Indonesia. The Japanese invasion of that country required that Uncle Sam find another source for materials, and Midwestern milkweed came to the rescue. Another element of milkweed was used in the war effort to try and develop a substitute for rubber. The milky sap in the plant contains between 1 and 2% latex, and efforts were repeatedly made to create a material similar to natural rubber to serve the needs of the Allied forces. On the other side of the war, efforts were simultaneously made in Germany, but no successes were recorded from either side. Milkweed was a part of wars of earlier times, as the same latex sap was used, this time for its toxic properties, as warriors in Africa and South America tipped their poison darts before aiming at their enemies. On a more peaceful note, in 2007, milkweed began to be grown commercially as a source for hypoallergenic filling for pillows. And that's where we'll leave this milkweed study, with sweet dreams of migrating monarchs winging their way over the high plains.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.